how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list. Teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome into this special edition of On Texas Football. Today, I had a chance to have a sit-down interview with Louisville High five-star tackle Michael Fasusi. I was up in the DFW area on Tuesday, had a chance to go watch Michael Fasusi work out and train with Donald Hawkins, a former Texas offensive lineman and NFL offensive lineman who does a great job training young offensive line prospects and the college prospects in the DFW area. So I had a chance to watch Michael Fasusi work, all 6'5", 302 pounds of him, watch him move, watch him take coaching, watch him take that coaching to the next rep, all those things that go into making a guy really a big-time offensive line prospect. But then we had a chance to sit down after that workout and talk about football, his path to football, moved to the States when he was 12, has been playing he's been playing 3 years, this will be his fourth year. Then get into the recruiting process and then the kind of who he is, what makes him tick, what he loves about football, what his goals are in the game of football long term. So thank you very much for joining in today to On Texas Football, and I hope you enjoy this interview with Michael Fasusi. On Texas Football's Jerry Hamilton here in the DFW area, talking with five-star offensive tackle Michael Fasusi of Louisville High. Michael, I guess first thing first, you were just getting some work in with Coach Hawk, D-Hawk, man. Talk about how he's helping your game right now.
Oh, I gotta say he's really brought quite a lot of development to my game, you know, especially pass game wise, because, you know, that's what we focused on a lot. And, you know, he's helping with my feet, helping my hands, and he's helping me with my hands, you know, trying to get better on everything. So he's been doing a great job.
So talk about where you feel like you've improved most as a player in the last couple of years as an offensive lineman.
Personally, I got to say everything, man. You know, for what I've seen for myself, I started playing this sport, this game 3 years ago, and I think I'm on a good path, you know, just getting better and, you know, meeting the best to ever do it, and them pushing me up. So personally, from nothing, I was getting better at everything.
So for the fans that don't know, when did you start playing football?
3 years ago.
3 years ago, okay. So as a freshman in high school. Yeah. And what sports did you grow up playing?
I played soccer.
Yeah. And you moved to the States when you were how old?
12 years old.
So your first experience with football, what was it like? What did you remember about it? What did you say, okay, I actually like this game?
I was a tall kid. Everybody thought I was going to play receiver. And I didn't even know what a receiver was. Next thing I know, I'm a left tackle with my right hand down. Didn't know what I was doing. I would go just get off my stance and just hug people and just throw them up the line. You feel me? I really had no knowledge. It was just fun for me, you know. Be with my teammates, be with my coaches, you know, everybody, the fans, the love, you know. I was feeling everything, so that was the main part for me. That's my thing with football. I just like the fun that comes with it.
What is it you really love about football? All right, just so it can be one thing, it can be a number of things. What do you love about football?
Number one is the physicality. You know, I think this when I learned about this sport, I was like, damn, I can hit somebody without going to jail. So I'm like,
when you're having a bad day, you can take a swing, right? It's legal to hit somebody in the mouth.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I'm doing this, and that the love it brings, you know, with my. I've seen a lot of my teammates turn to my brothers, you know, and just it's fun, man. It's a fun sport on the field and off the field.
What is your goal for your senior season before we get in the recruiting process? Because you're one of the most heavily recruited players in the country. What's kind of your goal senior year, and do you graduate in December?
Oh yes, I'll be graduating early. And my goal, man, I just want to be the best out there, man. We are going to be having a better district, I would say, this year. So you know. It's all head looking up to the skies for me, you know. I really devoted my spring into personal growth, you know, being better as a football player. And, you know, I'm going to be doing what's needed off the field, especially during the summer. And I think I'll be ready for the season.
And so what is kind of – you take on a leadership role as a senior. How are you – are you looking forward to that? How do you think that's going to help you as a player?
I think it's going to help me develop, you know, especially going into college. You know, I have a lot of coaches talking to me about my leadership, saying, you know, me building it up and, you know, bringing it into the season is going to help a lot, you know, for me and the team.
Okay, we're going to get back to football at the end, but moving into recruiting, you're obviously one of the most heavily recruited prospects in the country, not just linemen, but prospects in the country. What are college coaches, before you get into specific schools you're going to officially visit, what are college coaches telling you that they like about your game and where they can see it go?
Oh, man, for me, it's just like they see me as a special breed, you know. Know so little about the sport, you know, playing it just a few years ago, they think I'm the definition of it's never too much. You keep going.
Yeah. You got a high ceiling. Is it high ceiling?
Exactly.
The high ceiling.
High ceiling. And, you know, it's just up and up for me. So that's what they tell me, you know, physicality-wise, they think I'm tough, you know, mentally and physically. You know, especially the coaches that came watch my practice, you know, they know what they see in a player like me. And, you know, I'm a dog out there, man. God didn't do my job.
So before we get into specific schools, what's been the good thing about the recruiting process? It's something that you maybe haven't liked about the recruiting process, because there's good and bad with everything, right? And you have to weed through all that as you get closer to a decision. What have you liked about the recruiting process? What have you not liked about the process?
One thing I'm always going to point out about the recruiting process, I'm always going to tell everybody this, is how much knowledge you gain from it. You know, meeting great coaches, you know, seeing guys all the way at the top from the from college all the way to NFL, you know, just having that connection, you feel me? It builds up a lot. Even though if you don't go to a specific school, you know, there's always somebody you can go back and just call, like, yeah, my guy, you feel me? And my favorite part is just the knowledge. You know, I've learned a lot. A lot of people, I've gotten better off my training and the work I put in myself. But I gotta say, just knowing more from this college, it's helped me a lot. And that's my good thing about the recruitment. As for the bad, It's hard to say no, man. That's
it. It is.
It's hard to say no.
You're learning that. It's hard to say no.
Yes, sir.
That, you know, kids have been telling me that for 20 years. The hardest thing is telling college coaches no.
Yes, sir.
That's all. That's true. So now take me through your official visit schedule. What do you have scheduled?
For officials, I have Missouri. I'm coming up on May 31st. I have A&M coming up on June 6th. Texas on, I think, 13th. And that's for last one, I got Oklahoma on 21st.
Okay. So you've changed that visit schedule around a little bit. So a lot of people said you're going to Texas the 21st, Oklahoma on the 14th.
I can't remember.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so let's talk about this. Missouri, you went up there for an unofficial. What is it you like about Missouri? Who's the coach you talk to at Missouri the most?
Coach Jones.
Yeah.
That's my guy all the way. Our connection is beyond, it's beyond a lot. You know, that's my guy. You know, down-to-earth guy. And, you know, just the program in general, I think they have, they're building up something great, you know. I like those drinks. I like what he's building up too. So,
what were your initial thoughts on your first visit to Missouri? What did you think about Missouri, the campus, the football program, facilities, everything when you saw it in person?
I loved it. I loved everything they got, they had going on, the players and the coaches.
Yeah. And then, so let's talk about then Texas A&M. You have that schedule. You've been to A&M a lot since Coach Elko was hired. What is it you has you keep going back to Texas A&M and the official visit? What do you like about the Aggies?
I love Coach Elko and I love Coach Cushman, man. Those guys, you know, when you talk to people that has helped me develop my game and just me as a person, those two guys for sure. Coach Elko is a down-to-earth guy. You know, he's straight to business. You know, he always going to keep it real with you. You know, he's a great guy at heart. And Coach Cushman, man, the passion he has for the game, it's up here, man. You know, you ask him for a coaching advice, he's not just going, he's not going to tell you what to do. He's going to show you what to do. Get in your stands, go. You know, all that. So, I love A&M, you know.
Do you see an opportunity to come in and compete right away at Texas A&M with the new staff there?
I come and compete anywhere.
I like that attitude. I like that attitude. All right, then the University of Texas. Obviously, you've been out of Texas a few times as well. Your thoughts on the University of Texas and Coach Flood?
I love Texas, man. You know, just going back up there. I've never had a bad visit to Texas. And I told some people that, and they're like, I mean, yeah, you're a five-star dude. You know, you're supposed to have a great visit. I'm like, nah, it's different, man. I love Texas. I love Coach Floyd. I love Coach Sark. I love everybody at Texas, man. It's all love when I get down there.
You know? What impressed you about watching Texas on the field this year when you watched them?
What stood out to me recently was the practice. I love what was out there. I love the competition, the energy they brought, you know, especially with the old line, you feel me? It's a lot of brotherhood there, too. You know, a lot of the players came up, said hi, you know, set us up, you know. And that's the type of love you want. That's the type of people you see that I want to play with those guys.
Did you stay in contact with any Texas players?
Absolutely.
Who do you stay in contact with?
My boy, Brandon Baker, just talked to me a few days ago.
Okay.
Daniel Cruz, from those guys. Nato.
Yeah.
Nato Mazzucato. My guy, Nato. Yeah, I keep in contact with him.
What's Coach Sarkisian's message to you?
We want you, Mike. You feel me? He's always keeping me in the loop. You know, I'm always here with you. You feel me? I'm coming with you. I'm making sure you and your family are coming here.
And then Oklahoma Sooners, obviously. Four SEC schools, the four you have scheduled for official visits. What do you like about Oklahoma? You've been there a few times. Coach Biedenball.
The best in business. One of the best in business. I love every visit to the table, man. Every time, just looking at the history, looking at what it's done, look what it just did. You feel me? It's a lot. You feel me? You don't see a lot of guys really doing that, staying at school.
Yeah.
So I love Coach B. I love who he is. Coach Venables, you know, one of the best head coaches I know. You know, great guy you want to talk to. You feel me? He's relatable. He's gonna keep it real with you.
What impresses you when you watch Oklahoma on the field?
Man, I think strategic. When I go to Coach B, man, that's all I think of when it comes to Coach B. Just work, work, work. You feel me? And that's all that's all I want to do. Cause there's no other way you get into that top, man. You know, you gotta work your butt off. You know, Coach B could be that guy to do for me.
Who else is in contention for official visits? Who else you still contact and considering visiting?
Except for the four line dude.
Yeah.
Oregon for sure, and Georgia.
Okay. Okay. Who do you talk to at Oregon?
Coach Terry, Coach Lennon, Coach Terry, my God, man, he just came out here to see me, I think, 2 weeks ago. You know, I love who he is, energetic, amazing guy, amazing coach. You know?
So is Coach Searles at Georgia then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when will you decide those visit dates and if you're going to make those visits?
I'm still not sure yet. I'm still looking for a date. You know, something that's possible. For sure, I'll keep you guys. I'm going to let you know for sure.
So the big question is then, what are going to be your key factors? How tough is it going to be to make this decision at the end of the day? And when do you want to make the decision?
Man, it's going to be hard. It's going to be a very hard decision. You know, I have a few schools that are, you know, running in the big race. You know, it's crazy. So I'm hoping to make my decision around August, you know, right before the season. And, you know, if that doesn't work, then it is what it is, man. We're going into the season with it, you feel me?
So, okay, my final question then. What's your ultimate goal in football?
I want to have fun. I want to be the best, you feel me? I'm trying to take care of my family.
There you go.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what I came to this country to do. I'm not going to let nothing stop me, you know. I'm going to stay focused. That's been my key. That's been my main word. Ever since I started doing this, focus, you know. Be on the right path, you feel me? Be with the right people.
Absolutely. So most guys don't sit down and make a decision by themselves sitting at a table. They have people that help them with their decision or around them. Who are the people close to you with this decision?
My father, all the way. It's my dad, man.
What's important to him?
What's going to help you? What's going to help this family?
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself being comfortable at? As a player and as a student, academics.
That's what I was going to say. Do you know what you want to study yet? Have you decided, are you looking at a couple of majors? Are you getting it narrowed down? Or do you already know what you want to do?
Hopefully, business marketing. You know, I'm trying to get to learn to the business part. And I'll be doing a few classes for real estate. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Last question for you, Michael Fasusi, and thank you for the time. What's the most important thing becoming a great offensive lineman in your mind?
Be coachable. That's all that matters, man. It doesn't matter how good of a player you are, how bad of a player you are. Be coachable and know how to take criticism. You know, I'm not a guy that knows to take a lot of criticism, but I feel like at some point it's going to come. So I'm always making sure I'm ready for it. You feel me? And I tell a lot of guys that, man, just be coachable. That's the only way to get better.
That is Louisville High 5-star offensive tackle Michael Fasusi. Thank you very much for joining on Texas Football.
Oh, wait, because it's Texas Football.
Hey, whatever you want, however you want to end it.
Everybody.
All right, thanks again for taking the time to watch this video interview with Michael Fasusi, one of the top prospects in the country, one of the top targets for the Texas Longhorns in the 25 class out of that all-important and ultra-talented DFW area. Again, Michael Fasusi, Texas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Missouri, Georgia, Oregon, trying to get an official visit there. He's got the other four locked in. Texas gets the last official visit June 21st through 23rd. I think the Longhorns are in a pretty good position right now. A&M's taking a mighty swing. Oklahoma's going to keep fighting. We'll see which way it goes. But I hope you guys had an opportunity to learn more about Michael Fasusi, get to know Michael Fasusi as a person and as a player today. So thank you very much for joining in, and we'll have more interviews like this in the future on Texas Football.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's, or maybe it's more like, altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.